From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in fifth grade, I went to summer camp, and it was a Christian summer camp, an Episcopal summer camp, in fact. And, you know, I'd been told my grandfather is an Episcopal priest, and so we'd spent considerable Christmases learning about Jesus and God and the church. And I went to church, like, you know, every once in a while with my family. But I remember, I have this vivid picture sitting under this newly planted oak tree at camp and kind of looking up at the sky and looking at this huge field that was in front of me full of grass and rocks and dirt and a lot of kids my age playing. It was canteen, so we had some free time, and I had my Pop Rocks, I think is what it was. And I remember kind of looking at the grass and looking up at the sky and looking at the grass and looking at the tree and thinking, oh, this is what God created. Like, not like a long time ago, like this, right here. This is what, this blade of grass and that little leaf and those clouds passing by. Oh, it was like all of these light bulbs went off in my head about what it meant to be the creator, right? And how big that was. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, if God did that, and I've got 10 fingers and 10 toes, like, my little fifth grade brain could not comprehend what kind of creation humanity was, right? Like, how complex and incredible and wonderful. I didn't have the vocabulary. I didn't have the imagination. I didn't have anything at all adequate enough to really grasp, like, this huge epiphany that was happening for me right in that moment. I think about that moment probably a lot more than I should, like all the time, but particularly now in this season of Epiphany, right? We just celebrated Monday or Tuesday, I think, the Feast of the Epiphany, the three wise men coming to Jesus, Jesus' nature being revealed to all the world. And I think about that, right? Like, being revealed, some big truth and its revelation and how it can change us. Because that moment with me under the oak tree is directly tied to this moment and me standing here in front of you as an ordained priest, right? Like, it's really integral to my understanding of my call to ministry, this moment where I felt like I understood God for the first time on my own without an adult explaining it to me or reading about it in a book for my own sake, in my own way. So we're in the season of Epiphany, of revelations, of God being revealed to us. And today we heard about Jesus' baptism in the Jordan. And we heard This is my son, my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased. 5 or 6 weeks from now, right before Ash Wednesday, on the last Sunday of the season of Epiphany, we're going to hear that phrase again. But this time, Jesus is going to be up on a mountain, and he's going to be transfigured in front of his disciples. And the voice from heaven is going to say, "This is my son, my beloved, listen to him." And every Sunday between now and then, we're going to get stories from the Bible about how Jesus was revealed to the people, his true nature as the Son of God, right? So every Sunday, we're going to learn a little bit more about how Jesus is revealed to the people. I think what we learn in today's story about the baptism, we've got, you know, we had Christmas, right? Jesus came to be among us as a child, as a babe, full humanity, born into like the grossness of birth, right? Into the dark, empty spaces of a manger. That's human enough. But even more than that, he insisted John baptize him as an adult. Like, listen, this is what we do. You're baptizing people who want to repent and be clean? That's me. I didn't just get born. Now I'm going to get baptized. Now I'm going to join with you in your life. I'm going to join with you in your repentance. I'm going to cleanse myself with you because I am human. I am with you 100%, right? So when God says, "This is my beloved," and we know that Jesus is human, I hope what you can hear is God saying, "You are my beloved. You are my beloved." And every Sunday between now and the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, we're going to hear all about how God's revealed in his glory and his righteousness, in his beauty and his love, and how it reveals more for us about what it means to be beloved of God. So every Sunday, every week, I hope you go home from church and you think about not just about Jesus' revelation in your life. I hope that Jesus continues to be revealed to you in new ways, exciting and boring alike. But I hope you also think about how your own belovedness is being revealed, about how God is choosing you day after day, loving you day after day, teaching you about forgiveness, about mercy, about grace, day after day after day. That those are all inherent pieces of you. And that's what we offer the world. When God's revealed to us and we are revealed as beloved, we go and we share that with other people. Because you're beloved too. And you're beloved too. And you're beloved too. And you're beloved too. People need to hear that. They hear enough from everyone else. You're hated. You're not welcome. Go away. Someone needs to tell them, "You're loved, and you're God's, and we're in it together." So may your epiphanies be bright, and may your belovedness be known, and may the grace and love of God be known to us over and over and over again over the next 6 weeks. Amen. Just around the bend.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.